rock time, we made a stand, shook up the views of the common man on the love train. Rides from coast to coast, DJ's the man we love the most. Could you be squeaky clean? Whoa, love this song. I genuinely think this is the best song of all time. I fucking love it. Oh my God, it's better than the Beatles. Anything the Beatles ever did. Sowing the seeds of love. Oh man. Well, my grandma was really into sowing seeds. Really into flowers. I could never really understand it as a young kid. She spent all her time gardening. Why? Planting seeds, letting them grow, deadheading, whatever that was. I didn't understand what she was doing. But the good thing for me was it allowed me just to buy her the same thing every year, which was a different flower book, a different book on flowers. I've bought every single flower book. Don't know what she did with them, to be honest. I bought her so many, I never saw her reading one. Anyway, totally unrelated, but she had a big metal drum in her garden where she would burn stuff. I enjoyed that as a kid. She let me set fire to anything in this drum. She would grow. I would destroy. I would destroy as she would nurture and love. So in the seeds of love, seeds of love, so in the seeds. Anyway, around this time, I was 13, didn't have any money, didn't really like working in the post office where we lived, because, mainly because people used to walk in and shoot my dog to death. So I got work elsewhere. I did a paper round, which was worse than being shot in the face. It was like £6.50 a week. £6.50 a week. This wasn't 1904, this was the late 80s. £6.50 a week, slogging it morning, night, fucking winter, for a year. And at the end of the year, around Christmas, people would give me an extra 20p. Like, I should be grateful, the miserable, lazy old twats. Why can't you walk to the shop, you lazy bastard? Well, you want the news delivered under your eyes every morning rather than leaving the house? If that carries on, you know where that's going to end up? No one's going to leave the house ever. Everything will be delivered under your eyes. Look where we are now. Society of lazy twats. Never leave the house. And don't blame the pandemic for this. Most people were doing this long before COVID. Long before long COVID. COVID has just taken away, for most people, an option that they were never taking anyway. But there was a slightly higher paid job at an estate agent's. Just down the road, the other end of the row of shops from where the post office. And they advertised in their window for someone to hand out leaflets. And he was going to pay £5 per 200 leaflets. Yeah. This was my chance. Newspaper deliveries weren't at every house, obviously. It took ages. This was just going down a row of houses, knocking a leaflet through the door of every one. This was my chance to be rich. I reckon I thought I could deliver 200 leaflets in a session. I could be earning £5 a day. So I said, yeah, I'll do the job. And the geezer running this place, lovely, sweet old man, made his fatal mistake. As I was heading out the door the first day with my leaflets, he said, Nathan, don't just throw away the leaflets away. And I laughed and said, obviously not. Genuinely, up to that point, I had never thought about throwing the leaflets away. And then he laughed and said, I'll be checking the bins. Now, don't blame me. I'd had a year or two at that point, delivering papers for £6.50 with an extra 20p on Christmas Day to go towards fixing my frostbite. I was tired. I was 14 years old. I was clapped out. Clapped out. And as I say, he's the one that put it into my mind. Don't chuck the leaflets away. So I did that with a few days in my head. Chuck the leaflets away, chuck the leaflets away. And I didn't, I was good. But then I started thinking, well, this is harder than it looks. 200 houses up and down the paths. It took forever. And I thought, surely this can't be the best strategy anyway. He hasn't thought this through. You know, how many out of these people are probably going to move house? None. So I started looking at the bins with envy and looking at their mouths. They were going, feed me, Nathan, feed me with those leaflets. I was thinking, really, is he really going to be checking the bins? He's not, is he? He's going to be manning the estate agency. He's not going to be looking around the bins. The last thing any estate agent is going to be interested in is a load of old crap. But it was building and building in my head. Chuck the leaflets, Nathan. Chuck the leaflets. And then I had an idea. Those days with my grandma had given me an idea. I said to my stepdad, why don't we just get a drum for burning stuff? All the paper we chuck away, we could just burn it. Don't blame me. This was the 80s. No one gave a fuck about pollution or global warming. Or indeed new estate agents. As my stepdad did get a burn barrel. And this is probably the thing I'm most ashamed of in my whole life. I started burning the leaflets he gave me. Terrible, right? First I'd do half and then... And I just, one or two times I burnt all the leaflets he gave me and I still took the money. I'm laughing because it's awful. And all the more terrible, this is what I feel most awful about. A couple of months later, the business closed. The shop closed and moved away. His business failed. And it doesn't take a genius to realise the business had failed. Because of my lack of delivery, my lack of love. Burning the leaflets, leaflets, burning the leaflets every day, burning the leaflets. The worst thing was, he was at the end of the row of shops, probably he'd walk out in his lunch break thinking, where's all my business? He'd probably smell the stench of the smoke of a 13-year-old literally burning his money. So anyway, the business closed and it was taken over by a florist, actually. So I thought, you know, I'll do my bit and just wanted to try and make up for it. And it was a weird train of thought, but I thought, I'll go in and buy flowers from that shop so at least I'm putting something back. So I'd buy flowers for my grandma and did that for many months, and one day my grandma said, can you stop doing this, please? Can you stop buying me flowers? She didn't like me buying flowers because she said they just die a few days later. What she loved about flowers was they'd live forever, you know? They'd start from a seed of an idea. And with enough nourishment and care and growing and flourishing and love, they'd grow and provide the seeds for new life, new ideas. It was all about the growth. I destroyed, she had grown. And to this day, I feel terrible. And I thought, is there any way of making up for it? Is there any way? But there wasn't really. You know what, ever since then I've planted stuff. I used to plant little seeds in the garden at the post office and watch them grow, and every time I plant something, then and now I think of my grandma and think of nurture and love. Don't destroy, care. Sow the seeds of love. And more than anything, this is the biggest lesson I've learned. Never ever employ a stupid fucking 13-year-old. What was he thinking, a 13-year-old? You can't trust a 13-year-old. Anyway. I helped my grandma sell that house, actually. It was about a year later. I helped her sell that house. And I noticed just down the road from her, the estate agent had set up. He'd set up again, a few roads down from her. And I thought, thank God. And so I plucked up the courage and I went inside. And I was like, all right, are you okay? Where did you go? And he said, yeah, I'm fine. It was just a waste of time where I was. There was no passing trade. And he said, tell me the truth. Did you ever throw any of those flies away? And I put my hand on my heart and I said, I never threw a single fly away, I swear. You know, he put his hand on his heart and he said, I'm an estate agent. And I don't lie either. And that's the thing, we all lie. You know, all those books on flowers I bought my grandma, as I say, I never saw them again, even after she died. And we cleared out her final flat, they never turned up. You know what I think? I think she burnt them. I think she burnt them. I grew and she destroyed. And that's when I knew you can't trust anyone. More than kids, more than estate agents, you cannot ever underestimate the terrible book-burning deception of your own grandma. Or maybe, just maybe, she just gave them all to charity shops, thinking about it. Because they were dull as fuck. I don't know what I mean by any of that. Just, tell the truth. If you can't tell the truth, don't destroy. Love.